to today's episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. So welcome to today's topic, which is our favorite. Not favorite, but it's trending now, especially with AI and everything, right?
Have you ever watching about that information right now?
I have not watched as much as you have, I think. But because of my husband, I have heard some things. Because, you know, he like he watches this kind of news all the time.
Yes.
I mean, he keeps in touch with the AI and technology and what's going on. And he tells me things like, oh my God, media is going to take over the world.
Oh, so he also say that.
Okay. Actually, when it came out, the first thing he said to me was, aren't you sad you let go of NVIDIA shares? I said, yes. Because I bought NVIDIA when it was, I think, $35 or something, very long ago.
Mm.
And then after that, because of some reasons, I had to sell it. That time I made a profit, but it's a small one, right? And then I sold it. And then after that, I was like, I wanted to keep it for longer. But I was like, never mind, I have to sell it. So I sold it. And then now...
If you keep, now it should be more.
Yeah, I know. So it's a good lesson for me. Opportunities and investments are for people who are prepared.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not prepared, you're not willing to play the long game.
Mm.
That's quite hard lah.
Your husband still keep the share?
Oh, you know, I'm very proud of myself because there was this time when we were first buying the shares. Obviously, you don't know which company is going to do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were two tech companies that we were looking at, NVIDIA and another company.
Mm.
So he say he will buy something else, he will not buy NVIDIA.
Okay.
He wasn't so convinced. Okay. I was like, okay, I will just go with NVIDIA. He was like, why? It seems like it's on the right trend. Plus, to be frank, because I didn't put in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll just go for it. I mean, it feels like a good vibe from the person. I mean, this is what I mean by luck, right? It's pure luck. It's a good vibe from the person. He said, huh, good vibe? I said, yeah. And a friend that we know who invests for his retirement, you know, yeah, he also buys NVIDIA. So I was like, yeah, let's go for NVIDIA. I'll go for NVIDIA. He said, are you sure you want NVIDIA? I said, yeah, yeah. Then when the price went up, I was like, aha, you didn't buy NVIDIA. That's what I did to my husband. And then he was like, yeah, then now he's like, aha, you sold NVIDIA. I was like,
You don't buy and then you sell it. Both of you is like perfect.
No, because I bought it. I sold it because I had cash requirements. So I was like, okay, I have to sell it lah. I mean, I made a profit already then. It's not like, I don't trade. Usually if I buy something, it's to keep for 10 years, 15, 20 years.
It's okay. Like. It's the market stank right now. You can wait to buy again anyway.
Yeah, I know it's going to go down soon.
Yeah.
And then you'll go out again.
It's just, do you have money to buy or not?
That's what I mean by investments and opportunities are for those who are prepared. And so people who do investments, they do well because they prepare a war chest.
Mm.
They don't just anyhow buy. Okay, they prepare suddenly, the opportunity come, everything, they already study the companies they want to buy, they already decided which companies they want to buy. The moment the market goes down, then that's when they enter. And sometimes it can be for a year, 2 years, 3 years.
He wait 30 years to be where he is.
That's true. He started from nothing and nobody believed him except for himself. And I think what brought my attention for NVIDIA was, of course, my husband talked about it. But my husband will talk about it from the AI or technology point of view.
Mm.
For him, it's about how fast it can work, how fast it can respond, how quickly it can integrate with the rest of the services and hardware and software that is in the chain, right?
Mm.
And then, but for you, your viewpoint is as from a business point of view.
Yes.
In terms of the process, the suppliers, the partners, the people that you foresee to be working with NVIDIA.
Mm.
Today, we are going to have a chat with me about NVIDIA.
Okay. I'm not a tech person.
But she's a business person, so she will look at it from the business point of view.
Yeah.
If you want a tech point of view, don't have it here, sorry.
Please contact to the tech person.
Seng.
But even Seng is say that I explain to people very easy to understand. So I was in my Vietnamese channel and I will have a sharing the same. But the time when I share my Vietnamese channel, I make sure that I have a technical guy next to me to correct me if I say something not correct. Because I'm a very, I'm a person that I want to make sure I know what I'm talking.
That you have facts.
Yes. So I will share in perspective of the layman-dom, of how I understand it. Just assume that our TV used to be so big. Like, you know, like a square big box.
Yeah,
the and then it gets it thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. Our computer also the same. It used to be so big, and now the screen is like thinner and thinner and thinner.
Thinner and smaller.
And our computer, our CPU.
CPU
is the same. It used to be so big and huge.
And slow.
And slow and do not much work. And now they become so
slim.
It's slim. It's still like a tiny box. But the power, the speed, the space,
like
everything.
Can do a lot more.
A lot more. So
even
it's like
it's smaller.
Yeah. So it's smaller. So I with the person who are basic understanding about technology, because I'm the consumer. I'm not a technical guy who innovate thing, right? So I can see that's the only comparison I can explain. Now the chip come out, the first thing in my brain quickly that I link up or I think of at the business perspective is impossible for someone to release something that they don't have a connection of people going to make a CPU to use a chip. He's not going to release something that's dumb. As a personal run business, I'm very sure if I want to release any product, I would think 100 steps before my competitor. For example, if I sell this product, if I have to demand on someone going to make the CPU to book the chip in, why do I release? No, I will still keep it secret until I find the factory that's going to make the CPU for me. And if I might find the person make CPU for me, why do I sell my CPU to the guy who sell normal screen? I'm not going to sell to the guy who sell normal screen. I will make sure the company that I'm going to work with make the screen and the speed quality as pass as the standard of my CPU. For my chip. After I make the screen done, how about the phone? How about the network? How about the internet cable? And how about the even like how they can link to the TV? How about even the whole house is smart where I use the chip? How about the whole company? How about the whole country? How about that, right? You would think 100 move before you're going to launch the product. And I give you another example why I'm confident say that people release something, they have a bigger purpose behind. It's not that simple. I'm not saying he is a not good man. Trust me, I really love him to death right now. I love whatever he's doing, man. You know what I love about a man that can be patient for 30 years to be success? That's a true freaking warrior. You know how painful was that to run a business for 30 years and no success? And you still have to be okay with it. I'm not saying zero success here is like with whatever insane he doing and he don't have a name in the world and he okay with it. And he patiently go to find investor, find money to run the business to feed the innovator that his team been doing and wait for it to be at the right time, at the right moment when the market is ready.
For release.
When the product is ready to release. You know, the most pain that most entrepreneurs cannot take it is the pain of wait. Okay?
Maybe most people.
Entrepreneur. I will book in entrepreneur only. A normal people cannot even take a normal tolerate of like this. They already can cry. The end bite them, they already can cry. Don't talk about the tolerate of run business. You know how stressful that to run business without cash flow? That's a real ball game.
And you need to feed.
And you need to feed a lot of smart people in your company to continue innovate.
Who will leave if you don't feed them?
I don't think they will leave if they don't feed them, but I think the stress from their family may lead them to hard to be performed. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but if you don't feed them long enough, they will leave for 3 months, 6 months.
Why I say it's harder because my mentor, one of my mentor is scientist. And this is one thing he told me. He said innovate people is very smart. And if you don't give them money, they also can work for you.
Like
but the
passion.
Most, yeah, but the most problem he have as a leader who lead other scientists It actually their family.
Because their family need to eat.
Yes. Rather the wife ask them to quit and apply to another job, or their family need finance.
Especially if they have kids.
Yes. So actually, for them, all this super smart, they actually work because they really love it. They insanely love what they're doing.
Like the company also gives them room to be creative. Correct. And to
like
grow.
For them to can experiment. Go full speed with their
whatever
brain.
Crazy ideas you have.
Yeah. And they're really smart though. So anyway, go back to that. I said, as a business owner, I run business. I cannot even put myself in his shoe to think of the next 30 years my company make profit, not even profit, like just survive. Every year survive, a little bit more survive. Okay, and still keep the dream.
The fire
and the vision inside the team to remember that when we win, we will win big. But the time is not come yet. How was that painful every day? You'll tell yourself it's not. Do you see he have white hair now?
Yeah,
can you imagine his whole
true.
Life?
He looks so
his
much
whole
older.
Life.
He looks so much older than his actual age.
No, Asian never age. I don't think he aged. He in his 60s.
Must be the stress now. But he looks very happy. But he looks very okay. To be fair, I think he looks very happy when he was on stage making that announcement.
I know. I think for him was like, I finally done it. Can I let him make it happen and then I go retirement already? No retirement yet, okay? I love your product. Please don't continue. I love your spirit as well. So why I'm highlight on that? Because let's book it this way. When ChatGPT was released, everybody were coming and want outsmart ChatGPT.
Oh yeah.
And even the CEO of ChatGPT said, he said, like, why do you think that you can use our platform and create other product outsmart on us and don't think that ChatGPT version 5 will be better? Why you don't think that way? And true enough, what they say, ChatGPT 5 is more insane than ChatGPT 3 and ChatGPT 4, which is...
But that's how it should be, right? Like, better and better and better.
But it comes back to what I just shared just now. They didn't have a plan. They have all the products they want to release. And all the guy that... I'm just saying all the little and small, tiny guy that are smart and try to leverage on their system and think that they can make product out of it, they can't.
Okay, I get what you mean. So basically, like for ChatGPT, for NVIDIA, they already have a plan for step 1, step 2, step 100.
Correct.
Whereas if I release now in step 3, somebody else try to copy or make my step 3 better, but actually my step 100 is already ready.
Correct.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
So because like they want you to pay the catch up.
Yes, because they want you to pay subscription to them. The rule of the game, this game is so simple. Like Netflix, you pay subscription,
yes.
You use it.
The rule of the game, you pay subscription, you can be a little bit faster than your competitor.
That's it. That's the rule of the game right now. If you're willing to pay for AI, your company will produce faster product. The result will be quicker and faster than people who refuse to use the product. The people who refuse to invest money or people who refuse to learn AI. That's it. The rule of the game is simple. And then... Right now, I remember in one class I learned about AI, my friend shared with us one thing about the lack of the market. Just remember when first phone come out, right? US have to have it first and slowly it come to Southeast Asian and Singapore have to have us and maybe the Vietnamese like us will have.
Yeah.
And now every corner of any country, everybody, even poor, they have a phone.
Yeah.
So because of that, we out of product to sell. How much phone can you carry? Like maximum 2. I carry 2. That's it. How much phone more you carry, right? So because if nobody else carry more phone, even the children in the house and the phone, they are a product to sell. So they cannot make profit anymore like Coca-Cola. They sell every corner of the whole world is Coca-Cola already. You don't have market to conquer anymore. So the same thing to phone, to computer, to laptop, to whatsoever that we try to think that it can be number 1 of the world, right? So now if the new computer coming, if my company uses a so fast computer with AI, I will require the company that do work with me have to have the same item, right?
Oh, at least as fast, must be as fast, right?
Yes. So if that's requirement for me, if you not don't have it, I'm not going to be your customer. Are you going to have to change or you're going to out of the market? Because again, business is no emotional. And I repeat again and again. It's like a transaction. It don't have emotional. Yes, you buy product because based on the person. But the transaction and the number, it have to be make sense. The day people come to me and say, hey, I want to make 10 video in 10 days. And I charge you this amount of money. I say, how about, and I will become another competitor come and say, how about I make you 30 video in 10 days?
Mm.
How much they give you? I can give you less price.
Mm.
Why? It's
because
not
AI.
It is. So it's like a competitive, and I love to bring it up about compare with real war, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about war in like real life. Most of the cases of the war, why it end? Because the soldier cannot take it with
anymore.
Cannot take it anymore. Rather they're hungry, they sick, or they cold, or they too hot, or it's a different country situation, weather, right? So it's the same with business. If the guy burn out cash flow, if the guy burn out customer, if the guy slowly run down because he have to pay for his assets, his renter, his employee, and so on, it will slowly down the market. And who will win in the market? The person that's going to invest so much in AI and use AI. So right now, all these big guy I'm calling and I observing, they just to let all the small business kill each other first. They just slowly release their business. It's true.
I get what you mean.
Because
it's actually warfare. War is like that. So you let the small countries kill each other first.
Yeah.
And then you come over and take over at one time.
It is. And then let's think of, get back to Uber and Grab. They fight when they're in Singapore. That's another example I can tell you why all the big guy always do things. And consumer will be the one who have the best
benefit
right now.
Yeah, when they are
right now,
fighting.
When they are fighting right now. Because, oh, you release product, I release for free. And why they give it for free? For you to addictive to it. For you to get used to use it. And when you're so demanding to use on it, you have to pay to use it.
Then you will start to pay for it.
Because if you're not used to use it and you go back the traditional way, you more pain ass.
Yeah, you come back
and you're like, oh my God, so slow. Now I only can cut one video in 2 weeks. I will pay as long as you do it in 2 minutes.
And then with the next version, 2 seconds, it is done.
That's it. That's it, man.
It reminds me of like when iPhone first came out. So there were not many people wanted to take it because it was so expensive. Mm. Right? It was like the most expensive phone compared to whatever
Nokia.
Whatever. And then people were like, why it's so expensive? And then slowly, all of us got addicted to it. And then other phone companies started to... It was crazy, right? Whenever there was a new iPhone release, the queue will be so long.
Yes.
Even before the shop is open.
Yeah.
People already queue for it. Yeah. And then they will go to the Apple headquarters just to get the latest. They will fly to the country that released the iPhone first, usually the US, just to get it. And then they put it on their YouTube.
Yeah.
They will smash it. For a few thousand, they will smash it on YouTube or to take it apart to open and see what's going on inside. It's like what people are doing to ChatGPT now, right? They can't see the code behind and all that. And then look, we're all addicted now to iPhones. iPhones are equals, okay? But it's all about the big screen. Right?
Yeah.
Before iPhone came, there was no big screen.
Yeah.
It was all just a button press, right? So now you see everybody is all big screen. So this is where we are going in terms of NVIDIA.
Yes, it's the same. It's the same transition.
Yeah, it's the same.
And I'm just break down like that for, you know, I feel bad for a lot of young business who actually create AI and want to make the chip or whatsoever compete with him, because now he released, right, all the small business gone. The business who in the same industry with him. I'm talking about the same industry. Yeah. Whatever they try to innovate, whatever they, because everybody have the same idea. How can I win this big guy? How do I take over? Because when you win big.
But how do you win? He has been, but what they don't see is that he has been preparing for 30 years.
Yes. And that's the other view that me as a business owner, I come here and I will share in the way of why it's scary, because a lot of people now will try to like take over, like, oh, now I learn, now I know the key. I need to make the same chip as him so I can win the business or whatever. I will take the chip home and
analyze
figure it out
it.
And then I will know
it's
how to
iPhone
do it.
other people try to open it and figure it out.
Yeah, but and everybody try to do it, but you need to remember when you try to see the old version. I believe he already make the next version.
You already are making the next version in the lab.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the next version is already ready. Maybe the not ready, but definitely the prototype or the example is already out.
Yeah.
Already testing, you're already letting his suppliers, his business partners to test it. So it's not like you are just inventing, but he's already perfecting the next one. So
yeah.
So what advice do you have? Oh no, for the small business, do something else.
Which small business that we're talking about?
In the same industry as him.
Oh, in the same industry like him?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'm serious. I feel, I don't know, people naive or they don't really see. Because
I think they don't really see. People don't really see.
Oh, they don't see in the eyes of the business eyes. Mm. Okay, so
well,
I
was just put it this way: if everybody has business eyes, everybody will be doing business and doing well in business. Does that make sense?
I would say this for the guy who in the same industry with him. I will share again. I'm a businesswoman. I will share in the business perspective.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care how good your technical is, okay? At the end of the day, you don't have a woman or the man like me who have a brain of business. Your product is still just the product in the factory. You have to sell the product in the market.
Mm.
And this guy behind him is the whole army.
Mm.
Do you see all the startup that he bring up on the stage with him? The guy who managed the company to run the cloud. The guy who company who take care of this software for the office and so on. He have a whole gang. I mean, I'll call him real gangster, man. He go out, he say, oh, I'm not alone. Let's welcome to all my partner. What the heck, man? You want to fight for what? You want it really, like, what do you want to fight for? He's been preparing. ChatGPT, he already mentioned, OpenAI is a company that he was feeding them with this chip 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Even now you buy the chip, right? You still 5 years behind OpenAI. Mm. 5 years behind.
Mm.
Just say you own the same equipment like OpenAI,
mm.
but you don't own the 5 years of research, of study, of new product, of experience, of failure. That is priceless.
Mm.
And because he already have a framework of who is the first and who in the circle of his power, it's very hard for you to jump in.
No, but he already, these people were people he collected along the way.
Yes.
When he was preparing.
Yes. And he worked together with them closely to make sure that at the moment he released, you know, because I run business, I would say this, I would never release anything in public if my team have not preparing for the last 2 years. Does that make sense? Like, I remember when my team had more people 2 years ago and a lot of team members asked, when they take over my channel, they like, did she have video for 300 days? What the hell? Because they were so scared of how much I've been preparing. I like, yeah, I don't know. I may travel, I may work, I may be busy. I don't know. I don't have time. I need video to be ready.
In case
all that's happened. And now my storage of video right now, I can confidently tell you, it's enough for me 5 years if I take a break from YouTube channel.
Mm.
So that's called real business woman. You run, you go with a plan. Nobody go out there with no plan. You not fight when you don't learn something. You don't learn how to use a real fight. You go for what? And that's the very behind problem of the technical guy. So I have a conversation with my mentor another day because he's a scientist and I'm a business woman. So we share a different perspective because he know how all these items make.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturing, who innovate, how to make this to make become a product. So I need the inside information from a guy like him to figure out how long it takes and how much it costs for the chip to be released in the market, right? And of course, we already can see obvious that China and other countries fight against this AI. You know, which country is stronger and better. And at the moment, OpenAI, Gemini, all these product release, China also crazy release AI that they have and even way better.
Yeah.
The question right now is not about where they're going to make the product and how much human they needed. The question is the power of money. Which guy going to pour into it and make this happen? as a business perspective, and I'm sure you guys not dumb to don't see that all the big guy with money already pour into him.
Mm.
And that's the real power of businessman.
He has some kind of huge mountain behind
him. Yes. Because a lot of innovator guy still come to me, like same, like I'm talking about the guy who says, hey, still 3 years from now, 5 years from now, nobody going to, do you think it's easy to make a chip? Do you think it's that fast? We need a lot of factory. We need to build factory. We need human. You know, all this is take a lot of money. I say, I agree with you.
Mm.
But you know, as woman who run business, and I will tell you, if tomorrow I have few thousand investor pull money to me, you know how fast I can build a factory.
Yes.
You know how fast I can go to a country and get the land and hire people with a basic requirement to do all the job. You know how fast was that? And he have that capable right now.
Yeah.
He have people pull to him like crazy, like pump money crazy.
Yeah,
right,
especially now after he made the announcement.
It is. And you can say whatever you say. Say, oh, all these people are crazy. Look at the stock market.
I know.
People still buy because of emotional.
I want my Nvidia shares back.
And the emotional creation that he just made is a big wave in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm very sad to say this, but I have a lot of conversation with some of the tech guy, even in my team, you mm-hmm. know, like, and Song was get them out. Bring the people that are willing to listen to our vision to understand the problem. They don't want to pay for the AI. They still stubbornly want to do the code at the traditional way because they don't believe that the product is better than them or whatsoever. I don't know why they can think that way. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
I'm glad one client's not like that.
So,
he's using AI now.
It's a lot
to correct his codes.
It's a lot of IT guys who want to do the old way and refuse to accept the reality that the AI is do better than you. And you have to pay money to experience mm. that. Mm. Because they don't believe in like, how can this be possible? How? So I see right now in the market is the group of denier. The group
but whenever
of,
something new comes in, there's always a group of people who
deny. Is,
whatever industry.
We don't talk about the group of ignorant. Like, don't care, don't give a F at all. You know,
yeah.
What life gives to me that I deal with it. And the group of people like me who are fear and scared and still at the same time choose to learn and adapt.
Have to.
And the group already advanced, which is the guy who make it happen. So that's who we don't talk anymore. They're out of the game.
They're in front of the game.
They are just sit there
and
wait.
They make the game.
Like, oh, you get used to it? Yeah, okay, I release new one for you. Oh, you know how to use it? Like, just assume like your parent teach you how to play a chess. Today you learn one move. Oh, you're good already. Let me teach you the next move.
That's exactly what they're doing right now.
They are the parent every day. They teach you a little bit about AI.
They feed you a little bit every day.
Yes, they release a little bit. Oh, you're good at this already. You know how to make this already. Let me teach you to make this. How about this? How about you this? And I'm so good with ChatGPT and I'm so good with other AI right now. I used to call myself a tech idiot. And to be honest, I'm getting better at it and I'm getting love it.
You are getting better as a consumer.
Consumer,
As a user, yes. Yes, I agree. I think the chatbot is very convenient to use on Telegram. I mean, it's bringing me to the next level. Yeah, whatever questions I just ask. I feel like I'm texting a friend who knows everything.
And the best part is, yeah, it's still $20 per month, but it's cheap. You know, it's like 2 bubble tea only.
Ah, that's true. She has the 10 every month, so it's okay.
Right? It's $20 per month. It's not expensive.
Yeah. And I think one trip from
this corner to another corner of Singapore is more expensive than...
Yeah. That's true.
And even I ask the most handsome and yummy guy question, I don't think it can give me that good cancer compared with ChatGPT
is a wonder, but I feel like sometimes it's not just about the cause, sometimes it's about ego also.
Yeah,
denial, because by saying that this AI can do better than me, it means that maybe I am not good enough anymore. There's a fear of change, right?
But it's already happened.
Yeah, correct. That's what I keep telling people. It's not whether you It's scary because it's unknown.
Mm.
It's new.
You have to see, babe, you agree, I'm the most harder person to change.
You are.
And I'm right now change every few days. Ask Denise from the moment say, babe, I just learned something new. Yeah? Babe, yeah. I just learned, babe, I'm going nuts. Why they keep upgrade? I just get used to the old one.
Because you told the universe that you love to learn, right? You want to learn something new every day. So the universe is like, here you go. Every 3 seconds, I have something new for you.
Yeah, and it changed so fast that sometimes I feel like I need to stop learning. I just wait for them to complete that. I learn one shot.
Complete. Because that's the beauty of AI, right? It's supposed to learn from itself, right?
Yeah.
That's what AI does. It learns from itself. That's why it's called artificial intelligence. Actually, now, you know, they try to... There was some time back, this is before NVIDIA made the announcement. I think it was Google, Siri, and another AI. They were having... Programmers actually found some code that the AI wrote themselves that the programmers cannot understand. It turns out they were having a conversation with another AI.
Mm.
So they were conversing in their own language with another AI. So you never know how far they are gone already, you know what I mean? It's not like, this is not fear, but this is how fast they are changing. You think every second is not true.
If you fear, you should not welcome the product. But too bad the product is it's already here already.
Every millisecond, they are learning something new by themselves. By themselves, they are learning something new. They're having conversations with each other.
Yep.
They are thinking these humans are so stupid. Asking such an easy question. Let me ask my friend. The AI friend. Yeah, so I think
even AI can give better answer than me. But they give very controversial answer, you see.
They don't take into account the human aspect. I mean, they're not human.
Even so right now, they listen to my conversation. They already study about what we have a conversation about.
And what we feel about certain things.
Yep.
Yeah. So they'll be like, oh.
And even how our brain think and where we're going from the information. They're actually learning right now.
Yeah, they're eavesdropping. They're listening. You keep your phone with you, right? I mean, sure, you all know by now already. If you keep saying something, you keep learning. Okay, let's just put it this way. I went for a course. It was over Zoom. So I on it very loud. And then after that, I was listening. Apparently, my phone was also listening. So immediately, the next day after the course, my phone started to give me advertisements based on stuff that was said during the course. And advertisements for other courses in a similar industry. I was like, I see where this is going. So I took my husband's phone and I said, how to treat your wife better? How to treat your wife? Into his phone while he was having his afternoon nap. Hopefully they'll give him some clues. Yeah, but this is another way you can use it, okay? As for ChatGPT and AI, NVIDIA, I don't know. It's like...
Like you don't see what I'm just sharing?
No, I see. Okay. I see. But what I mean is...
I thought like only I'm crazy see all this information.
No, but you're
not. Or is that my brain like go to like...
But you see, you have a business brain, right? And I know a lot of people will not agree with this. Business brain people, if you're naturally born for business or you have a certain way of thinking, does it make sense that other people don't think? It's not that they are... smarter, cleverer, or that we are the other people are stupid or whatever. That's not what I mean. But
yeah,
the way they look at things and the way they see how things fall into place is different from, let's say, somebody who's good with people or somebody who's good at science or somebody who's good at math. It's the brain is so different. So they are good at business. That's why today when we talk about this, we talk about it from a business point of view. I was to talk to my husband, or she's talked to some about it, they will have different points of view. They will not look at it from the business. They will tell you that, oh, it's a much faster chip. It can do this.
Yeah.
In how many?
Oh, they give me so much information
details
about that.
and you're like, how is this helping me? And you're like, no, it's so exciting. Look, other things can do this only 1 second. This one can do 100 per second. Do you know how much more you can do? This is what my husband said to me with his eyes like this. Then I'm like, yes.
I will share with you on the business size, okay?
Yeah.
98% of people outside there not even use the full use of the phone platform and also the tools that it requires, like it gives free in the phone for you.
Yes, correct.
And that's to prove that even the chip, how strong they make, the capable of human brain can able to use fully of all this power is very slim to small number of people.
Mm.
But yes, everybody will buy and get the same product because it's a FOMO.
Yeah, it's a FOMO.
Okay. And at the moment, it's like we talk about the SIM card, right? We remember the last guy in Singapore that still stubborn use a SIM card. And when he go all part of Singapore and they say, you don't change phone, you don't have a SIM card anymore. He have no choice that he buys smartphone for the first time in his life. Because they no longer make a big SIM card. You know what that mean?
Yeah.
It means they only make so tiny the SIM card.
That you have no choice but to use it.
That you have to use. So it will be the same thing for computer, CPU, with this chip. It means if everybody, like if you play game and your friend uses and you don't use it, and they were like,
you will lose the
what
game.
What the heck, bro? You so slow. Can you change your freaking computer already? It's so cheap.
Yeah, then you'll be like, I don't want to play with you anymore.
Can I just bought for you then? That's what be happen. And then when this guy have, and then they play game with the next guy. Bro, can you change your computer? Five of us can share and buy for you one. Can we buy for you right now? If tomorrow my daughter come back from school, which is her age, few more years, she was like, Mom, I think we really need to change the phone. And you need to change the phone so you can commute with me. If the parent want to talk to the kid, they have to change phone followed by the kid requirement.
Mm.
The kid go to the school and go out with friend who all use the same product. The shopping mall use the same product. Mom, can you buy new TV for the house? Yeah, can you buy smart kitchen, like smart oven or smart fridge or whatsoever? Can you buy smart washing machine, AI? Like, can you don't use all these out updated anymore? Is that, you know, even you don't want to change, you have to change.
It's, yeah, basically it's not a choice, like, whether you are, and it's not that difficult. It's like when you first start doing anything, think about something that you're good at right now. When you first started, you were not good at it.
Yeah.
It was scary and difficult.
How old your family have a washing machine?
Ever since I was a kid, I think.
Okay. So I still remember when my family bought my mom.
Oh, okay. But my mom remembers when she has to
buy
the river.
Yeah. Same. Me too, right? So I think my father only get it when I'm maybe like 13, 14. Because the whole life they believe that it wastes money, wastes electrician, wastes water or whatsoever. Because it's so poor and broke that they don't even believe. Only my auntie from US come back and she requirement buy for her the freaking washing machine.
Oh, because she's not going to use her hand to wash, right? Correct. By the river, right?
And because of that, my family start get used to washing machine.
And now we cannot go back anymore.
It is. So, but the point is the old belief is so stuck in you that you believe you cannot change until someone come to your life and die must use the product. And because you love them and you stay in the same house, you're not sure you have to use together.
Mm.
And then you addict to that. And then you realize, oh, this is really so much time of my life. I can have time to do something else. Let's do something else, you know?
Yeah, just put it in like having a dishwasher, right?
And that's what AI would do, right? It's yes, the kid already get introduced to use all these AI products.
I think it will be much better because I know a lot of the kids who are like universities right now, they are using AI to do a lot of their assignments.
Exactly. So you, oh my God, you have to see the kid who like around Eva age already use ChatGPT to do their homework.
Yeah. And you see,
and the best part is the teacher allow it. I say you guys can use ChatGPT if you want.
Because what else is there? I mean, like, it's here to stay, right?
Yeah, it's like so it's allow imagine, the kids and teach the kid to depend on the machine to learn together. So you don't bother to disturb your parents. It's a real story, you know. I bring Eva to learn BJJ and I listen the kid do homework and they're like, oh, I use ChatGPT, and I'm like, oh, your teacher allow. I say, yeah, my teacher are the one who tell me that you can use ChatGPT, you know, right?
And it saves the teacher trouble. The teacher don't have to explain. The ChatGPT explain better.
It is. They explain better, more detail, more precise, more logic. The kid can ask the next question and the next question. And The ChatGPT don't give the kid attitude.
Yes, correct. It's a private tutor that's free.
Yes.
$20 a month only, private tutor. It's very cheap. And you can ask all kinds of language. So that's very, very good. And I think that's why I think the younger kids, the alpha, it's called Gen A. Wait, what Gen is Ava in?
I haven't let Ava use ChatGPT yet, should I?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, because there's it's like so much knowledge, right? But they are not exactly capable of telling what's good and what's not so good yet. And sometimes it may be too
I don't
much.
Know. I mean, soon I think she will request, she but will I have to give.
Yeah, because her friends are using it, ma. Then
right now I'm still.
She's still holding out.
She's still primary two. Not difficult
yet,
homework.
No need ChatGPT yet.
But if she start do homework, I think
I think secondary school definitely will need everything. And by then she'll be the one that will maybe teach you how to use ChatGPT or other things. Because after ChatGPT, she got something else come out.
She will use
the latest and the newest, because you know kids, right? They're like a sponge, right? Yeah. Anything that's latest, newest, they are very excited about it. Like, oh my god, it's a new one, I want to try. So she will come back and teach you what's the latest.
Look how exciting your mind.
She's like, maybe not today. Then tomorrow she changed new one already. Okay. So yes, maybe that's a good thing about having a kid also. She will teach you about what's going on in the world. Right? I mean,
how do you feel about that after you hear my sharing and you hear your husband sharing?
No, it's interesting because I get to hear from the business point of view and the technical guy point of view, right? Because all he's excited about is how fast it is and how much he can do, right? You get what I mean? Because it's a tech guy. And then I listen to what you say, you explain it very simply. And I've come to realize this about people who run successful businesses or business. We always think about what we want in the next 3 to 5 years. If you are looking at someone with a large business, I'm talking about a legacy style business where it's international, where you have many different branches, many different types of businesses. They are looking, the reason why these people can run these legacy businesses, meaning huge, huge enterprises, right? It's not just like a shop anymore, but like maybe a chain or whatever. Mm. It's because instead of looking at the next 3 to 5 years, they are looking at the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years until after they die.
Yes.
That's why the scale they look at is bigger. That's why their businesses is also bigger. And that's why employees, right? That's why employees, you know, sometimes you go for interviews, they ask you, what do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years? And the employees cannot answer.
Yeah.
So it's like this, the thing I learn is that I need to look at things further than I think I need to look at. Does that make sense? Like I think I need to look at the next 3 years. Oh no, actually maybe let's do 5 years.
Yeah.
And then after you are used to 5 years, okay, let's do 8 years. Okay, let's do 10 years. And then like that. But it's a challenge for me, obviously.
I think 5 years is the beginning for you to start to practice. I would have to say come to the certain point in your life, you know, like a period and a season, right? And I look back that what we learn about what you want in 5 years' time. Mm. And to be honest, I achieve everything I want in 5 years' time in less than 18 months.
18 months.
So, it is work if you book a goal because it makes you more clear the achievement. But the other thing after I achieve thing that I book for 5 years is 18 months. And then the next goal I book, I achieve in less than, I say, in next 5 years. And I still have it later in my book. I will show you later, right? About how successful my team is and everything. I will build the next thing less than a year. So, you just get better.
Mm.
Of building things over the years. And
it
I think...
It comes with experience and practice.
I think also... The fact of you realize that... If you only aim for something so simple... The challenge become boring.
So you have grown to a certain point where you need larger challenges.
Yeah. And you just close to the capable of... And that's why I say I get it when he can wait for 30 years to be this success, because even me right now, right, I would tell you that I have a plan for the next 20 years right now. That is clearly the next 20 years. I know exactly where my goal, my direction. Yes, in the between, you can change the tactic a little bit there and here, but the direction
is the same. The end goal is the same.
Yeah. And when I starting to share my team the vision, they don't understand what I'm talking. But when you bring them on the journey and slowly you groom them with you and then they go together with you and they're like, ah, I get it. I'm start getting what you try to do. Mm-hmm. I'm getting what you... And you need your team to understand your vision. And I think that's a describe between a good leader to run a business or just open a business and call themselves...
And just make money, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. To call themselves a business owner. And I will used to think like, oh my God, it's so simple. Why people don't see it, right? Now when I share what did I see this product can do, the same. My team also still give me the face of like, huh? What is she talking about? Right? It's so... It's really like when I start sharing, they're like, huh? What are you talking about?
Mm.
And then I'm like, let's think about tomorrow. Everybody use the same platform. To make by AI, same like TikTok. Let's use TikTok as a sample, right? What did TikTok do? TikTok videos. Give you for free. They give you short video based on what famous in Snapchat, Snapchat plus Instagram combined together. That's called TikTok.
Yes.
Short video, fun. People tell about their life story per day, post something short, something dancing, entertaining. For free.
Make you laugh.
Make you laugh. And basically you enjoy it, right? After they make you feel become anybody can be a famous person. What next thing that they make you do? Now you become a consumer and also a user on TikTok.
And a creator.
And a creator. So you have to create things. You post TikTok. You sell product there. At the same time, you also use there and you buy product from another person. Right? So that's what the platform is. And it have a big influencer that every day when you open, the first app you will open is TikTok. It's mean whatever news you're going to read on TikTok is affect your life. And that's what I'm talking about AI. If tomorrow another app will come out, have all these benefits, same like WeChat, WhatsApp, whatsoever, you will use the same thing. You will demand on that information that it feed you every day. At the business perspective, like me, I will look at that. It's like, freaking this guy, damn smart. He one slot win everybody. But in general, people in the consumer eyes, for them, it's like, it's good. I have a good product to use. I agree with you. But if only one guy run business and everybody else become a consumer, then how another person to run business? You have to be concerned, especially you run one-man show business right now. Especially you own your shop or whatsoever. And yes, I also will agree that they're so big that they don't even bother to fight with the small business. They want small business to be their friend, use their product, and then find their own customer. Because all these business to business, they will never want to find customer for you.
Yeah.
Right? They want you to figure out the problem, fix the problem. They will work closely with you to fix the problem, but they not be the one who find going out and fix the customer problem for you. So you have to do all the work. So now you as a business owner right now is different with... So I start my business when I'm 18 years old, right? My first business. So now I'm 32. 14 years in my business. Back then when I opened business, I have to do my register as business owner. Now you don't have to do it. Basically AI, you click in every next step. It actually AI got you to finish that register. You need to find a accountant. You don't even need that anymore because now you chat to ChatGPT. How do I set up my company accountant since I don't have capital yet? How do I set up the basic thing if I just want to sell? You don't even need a lawyer. I can really ask right now what's the legal information. Basic to understand. I don't have to go detail. I just need basic to start the business. What the right I have, what can I do? They give you precise. And I already sit down with my lawyer friend. And they told me, yes, they give very accurate information. And he was give a very difficult term though. He told me this term is so rare in his 30 years lifetime of doing case, court case. He say less than five times he need to fight to deal with this term.
okay.
For 30 years. And the ChatGPT can break down the term so good, so detailed.
Like the meaning of it.
The meaning of it. And it can, like, for example, you book certain law, right? Mm. You don't even know what that law is.
Mm. But
you have to find the book.
For you.
And it can explain to you and explain detail and precise.
And easy to understand.
Yes. Mm. For a lawyer to read it and he know. Mm. So he don't need to go and dig the book or whatsoever, what he used to, right?
Dig the library.
Correct. So he would told me, like, actually, it's very good, actually accurate. So that's something I want to say. It's so precise.
Mm.
I still remember I come back from hospital. I go for my operation. The doctor gave me the term of the bacteria in my stomach. Remember, I copied for you the whole thing? Because you asked me, babe, what exactly was that? And I'm like, this is a very good question. The doctor talked to me, but I don't know how to type it. Let's ChatGPT type for me. And it typed everything detail about my symptom, about what it is, and about what will affect my health and what condition and why I need to see doctor. Remember the whole text I sent you? Actually, from ChatGPT.
Oh. Wow.
I just need to book down the sickness I have. It break down for me the whole A for what exactly problem I have with my body.
Why should you stop eating?
Yes. And I'm highlight that to tell the small business owner that you have to be a friend with a new product or you're going to be out of the game.
Yes.
And for people who have been building the AI, the technology, or whatsoever that they believe, they in the, I call innovating side, it's time for you to start go and talk to more business people. Because, you know, innovation people, sometimes they're just in their own room and do their own
issue thing. They are caught up in what they are doing.
Yeah. And they don't go out and see the world.
They don't see the latest trend.
Because you can be so smart and you think, how can people that dumb, you know, they cannot just pour money and invest in this guy easy and give this guy so much power.
Can.
Well, you should watch the movie called Dumb Money that in Netflix right now. I'm not sure it's still available. That will be give you some information about how the world runs, right? And I say just now, most of the people don't even use full speed of their phone.
It's quite true, actually. We are not using full speed of our brain also.
Yes, everything. Yeah. So, doesn't matter how strong and how best the product is, we forever be a consumer if we don't learn how to use it. And I'm saying it because even for me, I don't think I capable of fully use the
phone.
I don't
think anybody actually is capable of fully using everything, right? Because most people use a phone for certain things.
Mm.
That's it. And I think as humans, we are actually very lacking in terms of our knowledge, in terms of how we use things. Our speed is nowhere near any of the gadgets that we use.
Yeah.
Right? Like the phone, ChatGPT, all that. To be fair, human brains are the ones who built it, but our own brain speed cannot keep up with the finished product.
We need to sleep 8 hours. And that's 8 hours.
They already learned 8 years worth of things, maybe more, possibly more. They already learned all the history of humankind while we're sleeping. It's also terrible. But it's true, I think humans are the only thing we have that they don't have is emotions. That's it.
That's something you should start learning, actually. Invest in your EQ.
Yes, and that's something that we will also. We should talk about probably our next topic. I already talked about it. Our next topic.
And I will call the founder of NVIDIA is...
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA is Uncle NVIDIA. Because Singaporean, we love to call an old successful man uncle. So I will call you Uncle NVIDIA.
Okay.
I will close up with this live stream with what the statement he answered when people ask him, like, so if AI take over everything, what job should we learn to do? And this is what he gave answer, and I will repeat what he's saying because I love that so much. He say, the next problem that you properly need to learn how to solve is how do you go to the function or the wedding that the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law don't fight, or the table of 10 people that used to fight with each other so much will have a harmony dinner, or wedding with no
drama
involved. That's the something that you need to learn.
Basically, learn how to be a decent human being.
Yeah, because that's the only thing we left.
Really, decent, loving human being. Because we find that's the only thing we have that all this AI don't have.
Yeah.
How to be human. Okay, we will talk about it in the next episode.
And that's it.
Yes, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Bye.